This is Public Radio 90 WNMU. I'm Kurt Hosworth on the line with two special guests today from the southern area of the UP down in Escanaba. We're talking about the Boniface Arts Center, and we have two people that are kind of spearheading this arts and culture charge, one of which is taking the baton and moving forward with the Boniface. So we're speaking with Sue Roll and our new executive director, Irina Bruno. So good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning.
So, Irina, you have been with the Boniface for some time as the education coordinator. Tell us a little bit about your experience in the last few years with the Boniface.
Well, I think I can talk about that on and on, so cut me off. But I'm very excited about Boniface Education. We've been really working hard on diversifying and growing up the programming to cater to practically any demographic you can find out there. My favorite programs are, of course, the youth and family and lifestyles. We've increased the participation of schools in our big fall field trip that we do every year, except for, sadly, this one, fourth grade field. I've really worked to make the lifestyles programming diverse and interesting. We've started new series like The Art of the Bouquet with Dave Gaffner, who is the professional horticulturist. We've started to do the hands-on culinary programs, introduce the new baking program, Bake and Be Happy. A lot of people, I think, are happier after they've baked. So that's something we tried to introduce this year when the whole COVID thing started going. And some of it can be done through Zoom. We really kind of focused on bringing the programming into the 21st century in terms of different media. For instance, we did a lot of media, social media photography, phone photography classes, introduced interesting seasonal traditions. For instance, started building fairy houses on summer solstice and painted quite a few murals around Escanaba area. We have an artist who is an exceptional muralist, Jim Finland, and with the help some of high schoolers. He's painted a mural on the DNR building on the highway. He's painted the building of the pump house this summer in Stevenson Park in Escanaba. So if any folks are in that area, they should check it out. It's a beautiful mural representing the all four seasons in the Upper Peninsula. We also worked on developing the partnerships and deepening the partnerships with different organizations in the area. I personally was involved in the building the kids culinary program with MSU Extension 4-H SPIN people, and that's been successful and very popular with middle schoolers. And now we're looking at bringing it online on Zoom in November, teaching kids how to be comfortable in the kitchen, cooking, having good manners, understanding about different foods, and just being curious. So, like I said, I could talk about education on and on and on, but I think that's kind of a summary of what I've been up to.
Right. It sounds like you said, you're aiming to meet several demographic needs while also moving us forward into the new age of technology, and also with this whole forcing of technology due to COVID and social distancing and such. So it sounds like you're ready to tackle those challenges already. And now with that, you also have a background in finance and business, right?
Yes. I do. I have an MBA in international business with a focus on finance.
So you've got those chops for the side of being the new executive director. Now, tell me a little bit about how this transition has gone during a pandemic. I know that sometimes it's an interesting time when you have a changing of the guard or a shifting of duties, but then you also have a pandemic to deal with at the same time. So I understand that it's probably a little more difficult.
Yes, but Sue laid a fantastic groundwork for me in terms of already adjusting to the new rules of the game, and the Boniface was ready in terms of all the requirements to make our visitors feel very safe and to follow all the orders in terms of social distancing and masking and registration of visitors. But yes, we had to adjust a lot. We adjusted our hours that were open to the public. We're now open at noon and are open till 6 o'clock, Tuesday through Friday, and we're open our normal hours on Saturday. We also, like you said, adjusted in terms of bringing a lot of our programming digital. Not just education, we have had gallery exhibits made into virtual tours. We had lectures and talks live streamed, concerts live streamed. So we're working on that. And, you know, October is a National Arts and Humanities Month, and we're kind of reminded that as a cultural organization, we've played our role in helping people adjust and cope with the current circumstances. So, yeah, my focus has been on sort of preserving what we've built and adjusting.
Wonderful. And serving that mission for spreading the joy and discovery of arts and culture in the Upper Peninsula. So that's wonderful to hear. Now, Sue, you're continuing on at the Boniface, but you're focusing on the events more. Is that correct?
Actually, my official title is Special Projects, which means kind of whatever needs to be done. But other than that, grants is my big focus. We've always enjoyed grants and been dependent on them, and now I've got a little extra time to research them, which kind of, you know, fires up the geek in me. and I'm kind of a general resource person, too.
Sounds like it'll be a dream team operation, then.
It's really great. It's a solid team here, and it's really kind of fun now to take up a different role and see where we can go.
Super. Well, speaking of where you're heading in the future, what do both of you look forward to in the maybe the next few months coming up at the Boniface?
I know that I look forward to doing some grant research and a little bit of writing and, you know, quite honestly, getting my files organized. You know, one of the things that I know Irina is experiencing is the nonstop effect of being executive director. And now I have a chance to breathe a little bit and kind of get my ground underneath me with some organization. So that's kind of, I know it doesn't sound exciting, but I guess in the world of work, it really helps me feel like I can move forward better if I have my world around me sort of organized.
Totally understand. How about you, Irina? What are you looking forward to?
Well, as a person, I like to learn and be stimulated. So I am looking to experiencing some of our own programs and trying them out online. We have what's cooking classes are going dual format Zoom and in the studio socially distanced. And I'm just looking forward to continuing learning the ropes as an executive director and in helping the Boniface to continue moving forward. And I am really excited to see all the virtual things that we're doing. And thanks to the Art Bridges grant that Sue acquired for us, we were able to buy some new equipment that will allow our video programming to look and sound really professional. And one of the things that we're doing this week is, you know, we've had that happening for a couple of years now. We turned the Boniface into School of Magic and Wizardry. Mm-hmm. So all the young witches and wizards in the area could come and be enrolled for one night and participate. But this year, we're taking that event digitally on Zoom. So that's really not even limited to our area anymore. And the kids can get their magical study kits and then they can again participate this Saturday. So that's pretty exciting for us and just continuing to grow as an art center and helping our area to offer diverse activities to the locals, but also to the visitors, because first we saw such an influx, as I'm sure you have as well, of tourists and visitors this year. It was sort of kind of unexpected silver lining of the whole thing. And I think at Boniface, we're uniquely positioned to complement that wealth of outdoor beauty and outdoor activities that the Upper Peninsula offers. So I'm looking forward in continuing to bring excellent high quality programming to people, both locals and visitors.
Sounds wonderful. Sounds absolutely what we need in the Upper Great Lakes here, and wonderful to hear that that will continue on at the Boniface. We've been speaking with Sue Roll, who has transitioned to special projects and grant fostering at the Boniface, and we've also been speaking with the new executive director, Irina Bruno. Anything else that either of you would like to add today?
No, thanks very much. It's been a wonderful run for me, and I'm glad to still be here and see where we go from here.
Yes, and thank you very much for having us on the program, and come and visit us on Zoom.
Absolutely, and more information at bonifacearts.org as well. Thank you again to both of you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much.